If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time to check in with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. When we think about social media, you have to look far beyond where you're posting, and I know you've got a lot to say about that. First of all, this is more for people using social media for business, isn't it?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. It definitely is, but there are absolutely things here that I think anyone can apply as part of smart social media use.
All right, first up, proper use of your digital toolbox, and maybe you should explain first what exactly is a digital toolbox.
I'm happy to do that. So the digital toolbox is my favorite thing, and that's because unlike an actual toolbox with screwdrivers and wrenches and stuff, a digital tool is an ever-changing collection of tools that you can use to stay up to date when things are changing fast online. And no two digital toolboxes are ever to be the same. So mine, for example, contains the reasons I'm on the platforms I'm on. It also contains the voice that when I want to convey the messages that I put on those platforms. It's unique, and in some cases, it's evolving.
Talk a little more about social media voice.
Oh, yeah, voice is really, really important, Bob. Think of it as how you come across when you're sharing something on social media. It's really fascinating because it may be exactly like you are in person, or it could be unique to the situation at hand. You may have different voices for different platforms. I don't necessarily recommend that, but you could. So here's a great example, okay? I run a Facebook page focused on fitness when using an Apple Watch, and I've done this for years and years and years. It's a very niche topic, and I decided from day one that the voice of this account was going to be inspiring and helpful. You'll see a lot of, you can do it, and even if you didn't get 10,000 steps today, tomorrow's another day. Voice is the way you come across to your audience, and you have a voice even if you don't know it. A lot of it is perception, but hopefully perception and your voice are in sync, so you aren't surprised at how people see you. A social media voice is definitely one of the most important tools in your digital toolbox.
And we couldn't have a toolbox without the social media platforms themselves, but we did say earlier that it's about much more than where you're posting, right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. But it is possible for a platform to define someone's social media brand. That's evident anytime you hear someone say, I'm a TikTok influencer or I'm an Instagram influencer. I don't particularly like the word influencer, and that's beside the point, but knowing what you do and how you do it really matters because you may be active on different platforms and use them for different things.
Give us an example of that, using them for different things.
Let's say you are a florist, something where your feed is likely to have beautiful colors, but you may use Facebook to focus on the ordering and the customer service aspects or responding to comments and reviews and that kind of stuff. That's a great view of a digital toolbox that's all neatly packed up. This goes here, and then this goes here.
And by the way, as far as businesses are concerned, is Instagram now becoming more important?
I would say Instagram is one of the most important platforms. I never would have said that a few years ago, but definitely one of the most important platforms for two very main reasons. One, we are much more photogenic these days, and we just like things that have art. And number two, people's attention spans get quicker and quicker, and they're just looking for a quick glance, and what you can see in a photo is so much easier than what you can see when you have text.
Social media strategist Scott Kleinberg, and we'll open up the Genius Bar. We have an interesting question about the way autocorrect works on your smartphone. Curious about something you said a few minutes ago, Scott. Why don't you like the word influencer?
That's a good question. Influencer, to me, is like the word expert, and it denotes importance, where importance isn't necessarily the right balance. So the reason people want to be influencers and experts on social media is because they want people to listen to them. And personally, I appreciate it when people listen to me, but I also believe greatly in the importance of opinions. So I prefer to think of experts as people in science and history. I just don't view it the same way on social media, unless, of course, you happen to be a prominent scientist or historian using TikTok, then maybe I'd make an exception.
So for someone just getting started, what's the best way to put together the best possible digital toolbox you were talking about?
Yeah, sure. Good question. So here are some tips. I would say, first, don't rush to fill it. Number two, don't overfill it. Use it only for the things you know that are going to help you in your overall social media strategy, not only today, but for years to come. That last point is really a great way to summarize it. If you take your social media strategy and you were to pull it apart line by line, you can use that to fill the toolbox. And eventually, you're going to find yourself going back and saying something like, that's a tool for my digital toolbox that I recognize. But here's one thing that could complicate things a little bit. It doesn't have to. Your social media is not a tool by itself, is not a tool in your digital toolbox. Your social media is an extension of your brand. So think of it like this. For your business, you use traditional advertising, right? You may use digital marketing on streaming TV. You may use surveys and flyers, and you can use social media. Your social media itself isn't a tool. It's an extension of your brand because it's one of the many ways you communicate with your customers, and it's so much more than a tool. So I like to break it down like this. The pieces of your social media belong in the box. Your social media presence itself transcends the box. It's one of those nuanced things, but as you spend time building things, it'll come to make so much more sense.
Do you ever get the impression people overthink their social media?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say absolutely, and I don't blame the user for that. There's so many tools, and there's so many statistics, and so many ways to spend money. You know, it started as a simple way to talk to friends, has turned into something so big that it's hard to wrap our arms around it. But, you know, at the end of the day, Bob, social media is about authenticity. Remember that. Whether you're using it for personal reasons or business reasons, the best social media is always authentic social media. You know, I talked before about everybody having a different digital toolbox, but there is a such thing as a universal social media strategy. And I think I could possibly explain it in two words. Be you. Think about the next time you use social media for anything you do, business, pleasure. Be you. I mean, it's really hard to believe something can be so simple, it's so powerful, but I think when you're authentic, it works every time.
Yeah, makes sense in a lot of instances. Now for the Genius Bar, and I have this question as well as some of our listeners. What's with autocorrect? It seems lately it's been a little more active on my smartphone. What do you know about this?
I do know something about this. You are not imagining it. That's the first thing to know. There is actually a change in it in iOS 17, and Apple says it's more intuitive. And what they're saying by that is it's using machine learning technology to learn more about you. And they're calling it, I had to look this up, they're calling this a transformer language model. So it's personalizing autocorrect to each user. So in theory, if this works correctly, and I'm saying in theory because autocorrect is not usually, you know, a perfect thing, it's supposed to be tailoring things to each user. So every time you type something that it thinks is wrong and it tries to suggest it, it's eventually going to let you win because you know better. You may also see a blue line underneath a word that autocorrects. If you click on that, it will show you other choices that it thinks you might want to use instead, but you don't necessarily have to. So it's all in the name of training.
Seems like it's an overdrive.
It does seem like it's an overdrive. It was meant really to start to like help you learn how to do things, and people used it for more personal reasons, but stick with it. It's supposed to get better.
Yeah, more intuitive. Well, it's driving me crazy. Scott Kleinberg, thank you. We'll talk next week. Have a good one.
Thank you, Bob. You too.